Let's go ahead and get started. I'll start in prayer, and then we'll do our review. Father, thank you for you. Thank you for your love. I thank you for this night that you've given to us. I thank you for the opportunity to know you. What a special privilege that is. And what a privilege it is as well, Lord, to be able to study the Greek language, to be able to learn some of the shades of meanings of the words that you chose to use in declaring your truth to the world. Lord, I pray that we would be vessels of honor before you, not in and of ourselves, but because of your grace, that you would give us the ability to learn. I pray for each of these that are in the class taking it, Lord, that you would help them to have great recall as well as they study and as they memorize and as they seek to learn. Lord, I thank you for what they already have learned. I know that they focus on the things that they're struggling with, but Lord, how much you've already allowed them to glean and to know and to comprehend. Pray that you would be honored and glorified, Lord, in our proceedings. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, timing is everything. Okay, so we are doing a review first over lesson 7, and then you all have the quiz, and then we're going to have a review over all of it. So we will review lesson 7 as well in that review. So I'm not sure how much you want to do before the quiz and take up that time. And so we can do, my suggestion would be to do a small amount of review right now. You all take your quiz while you have a little bit more of the retention, and then we can do the review for the test and have more time for that, for questions and that kind of stuff. Doing all the sentences from 7, since it incorporates a lot of the different things that you've learned. Are you okay with that plan? Does anybody want to do all the chapter 7's sentences this time before the quiz? Yes, no? Okay. Okay. Chapter 7 was all about prepositions in the first declension. Okay? When we talked about the prepositions, I said that the thing that you have to remember is that the prepositions will take, they'll go along with specific cases. Okay? And so I know that, at least in my household, there was confusion and debate over what that meant. Does everybody have the gleaning of that after a week of doing it? That means that, not that the preposition is in that case, but rather the preposition requires a noun to be joined with it that is in that case. Does that make sense? Okay. So apo with the genitive, okay, means what?
From.
Okay. Ek with the genitive means
out of.
Okay. Dia. Dia can take two different things, can't it?
Genitive or accusative.
Genitive, it means?
Through.
And on accusative, it means?
On.
See, it always messes me up. In fact, I was doing it with the guys this week because I always think genitive on account of, because many times with the prepositions, there's almost the of that's there, which you would expect with a genitive. And so I get those two mixed up all the time. Okay,
I got a good way to memorize that one, though.
Okay.
Accusative. On account of you, this happened.
Oh, I like it.
Accusative. Mm.
Oh, it's good job. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right. I'll have to remember that. Okay. Hopefully I remember that.
I have a couple of questions.
Good. You can share as you go. That's right.
Follow, I can do the throw a ball.
That's exactly right. And it looks like ball, doesn't it? I throw the ball low. That's exactly right. Follow. Meta. Meta is?
With the genitive.
Good.
It is with. With the accusative, it is after.
After. Very good. Okay. The only preposition that you've learned so far that goes with the dative is?
In.
And it means?
In.
Don't you love it? Okay. Ace means?
Into.
And it goes with what?
Genitive.
Good. It goes with the genitive? It doesn't go with the genitive. I was going to say, wait. Good. No, wait. That's not right. No. Okay, it goes with the accusative. Ace goes with the accusative. It means into. All right. Okay, so then we had some of the other words that were in here that go along with the first declension. Remember, the first declension are masculine words, but most of their endings are going to look feminine, okay? But what kind of articles do they have?
Masculine
articles. So you have ha prophetes, and so the tes would almost look like it was feminine, okay? And it would look like it was feminine what?
Genitive
singular, a-a-a-ain, right, exactly right. But it really is just a nominative singular, okay? And so it would be ha prophetes. And so the same thing with mathetes. Mathetes means?
Disciple.
Prophetes means?
Prophet.
That's an easy one. Huh? Now, if that's on the quiz or on the test and you get it wrong, I think I'll subtract 25 points. I mean, come on. I mean, that's one of those ones, if you just read the word, you know it, you know? Good. Okay. So we had meno. Meno means?
I remain-o.
Mm. I remain-o. That's right. Meno. Okay. Uranus?
Heaven.
Oh, it means planet. No, okay, you're right. It means heaven. Okay, good. Uranus?
Yeah, Uranus.
That's right. Technon?
Child.
Now, this is kind of fun because there's another word, technon, that uses the word chi instead of kappa. And that is where we get our word technology from. And that is like a handyman, like a manufacturer, you know?
Joseph was?
Yes, that's exactly right. He was a technon. And so that always is confusing as well, because to me, they pronounce and sound the same. You know, it's just that one has the K, and for us a K, kappa, and one has the CH or the ki. That's right. Yeah. So if we said it right, it wouldn't sound the same, would it? Because it would be technon, and the other one would be technon. It's a homonym. Yeah, I don't think so. Not when it sounds that way. You can homonym yourself. All right, tapas.
Place.
A place. Okay, and again, topography, topographical maps. Okay, good. Ago.
I lead.
Good. Angelos instead of angelos.
Angel messenger.
Good, messenger. Okay, you could put angel down, okay, because it's in there. Everybody, you would have to tell me that it was an angel, not an angel. Anyways, so like in Los Angeles. See, I was thinking about that this week. I was thinking, do we ever do that? And I said, yes, Los Angeles. But even the Los Angeles baseball team is the Los Angeles Angels. Figure that one out, huh? So it's not the Los Angeles Angels, it's the Los Angeles Angels, not Angels. All right, Theos is an easy one.
God.
All right. Okay. And so that was all your words. Oh, cosmos.
World.
Lithos.
Stone.
Oh, Pharaoh. I missed Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's because they skipped that line. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
Pharaoh.
I went over on
I bear.
I bear. And then Pempo.
I said.
You know, I knew that you were. That's interesting. Okay. I think that there's going to be if you have this on your quiz,
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. If it's misspelled, I saw it. I think it's on the quiz, anyways. And I saw it, and I thought that doesn't look right.
I let it go.
And so I thought I just don't remember right.
Okay. Now Benjamin was asking me about sentence 9. After the angel of the Lord leads the righteous ones. They're saying, because that word is masculine, should you say the righteous men or should you say the righteous ones?
You can do either one. Remember, we talked about that with the when we talked about adjectives, that when they stand substantively in the substantive position, okay, that theoretically you can say the righteous ones. But since you have masculine, feminine, and neuter, if it's feminine, you very clearly know that it's righteous woman. Okay, if it's masculine, it's either referring to both men and women together, a group, especially when it's plural, or a group of men. And so, depending on context, would be the primary way of how you would translate that. Without context, it's really the translator's interpretation. Does that make sense? So either one would be okay, because it is in the masculine. And that's why, again, to me, parsing is important as well, because you're writing it down, and if you're ever asked why, then you go back and say, why did I do that? Oh, this is masculine. You know, that's why I chose to do that.
Did
okay.
you say after the angels?
I didn't even look at the sentence.
But shouldn't it be? Isn't it genitive?
It's with the angels.
Yes, with the angels. The Lord leads
the righteous into the heavens.
With the angels, yeah.
I just wrote the righteous.
You can do just the righteous, because we take that word by itself that way, but really the righteous ones is really implied there. Okay? And so you're just kind of letting the adjective hang out there on its own. Okay?
Well, it sounds okay to me.
Well, it does in English, yeah. But sometimes it won't work that way very well, but that's okay.
Right.
Okay, good. All right. Any other questions about usage of... Okay? And so that first declension with the prophetess, okay? It's ace u. Okay? Ace u. A-ain. I-own.
Ice-os.
Okay, so it almost looks like the feminine, except for...
Those first two,
okay? And the ace looks feminine. It's just that it looks like it's shifted up one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay?
But if you put that together with os in your mind, os and ace, just say those are the two different masculine endings. So it's very similar.
Osu, Owen. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Os and then the u is the same as the second declension masculine.
That makes sense. You're right. Osu, Owen. Yeah, good.
How do you say data singular?
Ain.
Where?
Data singular, Ain. Prophetain.
Oh.
Data singular.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Prophetay. Tay. A. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one.
Confuse me.
Our Greek alphabetarian said they used to barely pronounce that Yoda, and that's why, you know, it used to be there. So if it helps you to remember that it's there, to pronounce it barely there, like A. So Christopher and I always say A or O,
okay.
So that we remember it.
All right. Anybody else have any questions before we do the quiz thing?
Thing.
All right. All right. And I will turn off the... recorder and join them again like I did last week as well. So I'll pick you guys up on the tape later. Let's do the run through the homework real quick on number 7. Okay. Y'all had to do the odd numbers, yes?
Mm-hmm.
From 1 through
13.
All right. Okay, for time, let me go through it, and then we'll discuss them as we go. Does that make sense? Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hoi methe tai, ton, propheton, menusin, en to, cosmo. The disciples of the prophets remain in the world. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Quiz, yeah. Ooh, what a struggle. Okay, so, number 1. Okay, that was right there. So... real test of the homework. Okay, I just want to make sure that you didn't realize I was throwing any secret at you there. Okay, number 3, ha theos pempe tus angelus eis ton kosmon. Okay, the God sends, okay, or God sends, angels into the world, the angels into the world. Okay, so God sends the angels into the world. Number 5, ha theos hegire tus necrus ek thanaton. Ek thanatou. Okay? The glasses are a wonderful thing.
May I ask you to go back?
You can.
Number 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Could it be God is sending?
You could write God is sending, yes.
And
because
could
that
it
would.
Be his?
No, it cannot be his.
It cannot be his.
Because there is not, there is, first of all, you haven't learned his. and so secondly, though, it isn't there to add to it, but you could put is sending. The is sending gives a sense of continuance, though. Okay, and so again, you as a translator become an interpreter if you do that, because you are giving a sense to that. And I'm not saying it's wrong, okay? But you're giving a different sense. You're giving the idea that this is a continuing thing. He is sending them, whereas he sends them is just a statement of fact. Does that make sense?
No.
Anyways, there's a slight difference in the, at least in my mind, if I hear those two things, okay? One is just very present tense fact. The other is, it's present tense, but it's a continuing action in the present tense.
So in the future, there will be something in a sentence that will make me choose?
No. Just context of a statement, of the passage that you're doing. So, for example, in 1 John, you know, I almost brought my New King, or my Greek New Testament tonight. In 1 John, it says, about that if any man sins, okay, about they don't know the Lord, and the idea is that it's a continual action, not as just a statement of fact. So,
have the habit of sinning.
That's exactly right. In other words, you're not going to be in a continual state of sinning if you are born again, if you're born of God. Does that make sense? But you could read it, if it's just a statement of fact in the present, that if you are of God, then you will never what?
Sin.
And so that's a real, and there are groups out there that bank on that. But it's not consistent with the rest of Scripture, nor with the rest of 1 John.
Nor with experience.
well, no, you can't rely upon experience. You've got to rely upon truth. But 1 John chapter 1 says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. Mm-hmm. Then if you confess your sin, and then verse 10 says, if you say you have not sinned, you make God a liar, and his word is not in you. So the reality is that in the very beginning of his epistle, he's basically saying is, you're going to sin. You know, deal with it right. But then he turns around and says, but if you're born again, you won't sin. And so those two things have to come together, and that's where the idea of continuance comes in. Okay? I might find out more. Thank you, though, for having me.
So in the absence of any contextual clue, is it best to just choose...
I always best choose statement of fact. Sends. So he sends. So, but is sending is okay. I won't take points off for that.
I put them both down. I just wondered.
Yeah, no, but that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. Okay? Number 5. Hatha os hegire, egere, sorry, tus necrus ek thanatu. The God, again, or God, he raises the dead from
death.
Out of death. Sorry, yes. Sorry, ek.
Do you have to say raises up? Or can you just say raises?
He raises. You can put raises up. It doesn't...
If Mom told me to put in raises up, I was going to do raises.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
Can it be God is raising up?
Yes, but again, the is, you can put the is in there because that's the sign of continuance. Okay? So either way is fine. God raises the dead from death, out of death, however you want to state it.
I put that God is raising up the dead ones out of death.
The dead ones, okay, that's again like the righteous ones, the dead ones, okay, the dead men, you could put the dead men, but this is again, context-wise, I don't think that I would put men, because again, theologically, what we're stating there is that he doesn't raise what?
Women.
So I would either put dead ones or just dead. Okay, and leave it there. All right, number 7. Agamen. Ta tekna ek ton oikon. We, O-A-S-A, amen et usi. We lead the children, tekna, out of the house. Is houses own out of the houses? Yeah, sometimes it's so hard because you start translating and you just assume what's going to be stated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that he actually puts weird sentences like that in
just
there.
Just to make you mad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What it's like when Ms. Dawn said, it doesn't make sense to me, but here's what I got. And that's, I said, sometimes it doesn't have to make sense.
I was wrong in that case.
Well, you are, but still. But it's good training, though, because sometimes we have to translate words for what they mean and then try to bring it together, because it may, you know, we may just have misunderstood something, you know, when it comes through it.
Repeat okay. that one.
We lead the children out of the houses.
Something about the Pied Piper?
Yes, exactly right. That's right.
Good analogy.
Okay. Number 9 is metatone angelon age hakirias tous dikaios aston uranon. This is what we were talking about before the class. Number 9. Whether it is with or after the angels. Which one is it?
With.
Why?
Genitive.
Because it's with the genitive. Okay? So meta with the genitive is with. Okay? So with the angels, he leads the Lord. The Lord is in the nominative, so that goes with he leads. So the Lord leads the angels, or actually leads, I'm sorry, the righteous, to the Caius. The Lord leads the righteous into the heaven, into the heaven, yeah, ton, into the heaven with the angels. So with the angels, the Lord leads the righteous into the heaven. Okay, and so...
angels plural.
Angels plural, right.
And again,
this is one where potentially if you knew that the heaven was a title, you could truncate the. Okay?
Into heaven.
Capitalize
heaven.
Because heaven would be the place that you're talking about. Okay? But you'd be, again, make sure that you know it. Okay?
And
wouldn't it be plural if it were
into the heavens?
The
right. Normally. That's exactly right.
But okay. That's the way we say it, but maybe they used to say the heavens.
Well, they did, because it was a definite place. Right.
So if there's that, a singular heaven, then we should maybe assume that it's
no.
the place of heaven?
Yes. That it's a good assumption that it is the place.
Okay.
Okay? And so even like people's names at time many times have definite articles on it. The Jesus. You know.
Oh, well.
So that sounds really weird, doesn't it? But
and so we just drop
it. But we just drop it.
Okay.
So like God, the God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't say the God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they would talk about the God, the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the God, you know,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just any old God.
Mm-hmm.
So
now say it all together.
All together.
With
oh, you mean the
all
sentence,
the phrases
got it.
Together, yeah. In the syntax that you...
Literally, it would be, with the angels, the Lord leads the righteous into the heaven.
Next.
Number 11. Diatone, graphone, tone, prophetone, genoskamen, ton, kirion, or kirion. Literally, we have dia with the genitive, which means
through
the writings, tone, graphone, through the writings. And then we have tone, prophetone, which actually is genitive. So it's of the prophets. So it's through the writings of the prophets. And then genoskamen is first person plural. We know ton, kirion, the Lord. So through the writings of the prophets, we know the Lord.
And there's when you're speaking it, whenever you began that sentence, you said diatone.
Graphone.
Right. So you say those words mostly together. There's not a...
I just
noticed you did
that. That's just my reading.
Oh, okay.
Diatone, graphone, tone, prophetone. And actually in the... in the original, there wasn't any spaces between words. Like in the Hebrew, there was no spacing between words in Hebrew either.
We should get
that. Just all mushed together?
Yes. Think about it back then, though. The space, wait. Think
That's the way I wrote in second grade, but I was
But a good analogy is, and it may not apply to some of you because some of you still may be too young to understand this, but with computers, when I was coming through with computers, space was a premium. And so we truncated the centuries. That's what caused Y2K scares, because we were going to come into Y2K, and the century wasn't there, and so computers were going to recognize the 00 as 1900, not as 2000, because it was 19 whatever, and it was just always assumed. But because of where it was at that time, you know, space was premium. You know, we didn't have these gigabytes and terabytes and everything else to store information, and so we had 64K, you know. And so you did all this amazing, all how, what we could do with just 64K or 128K or 512K, yeah. And so back then they were writing on papyri and pot shards and so
and
who's going to leave a bunch
month to make a sheet?
Yeah, that's right. And so who's going to waste all that space? You know, we like today, you know, like with the bulletin and stuff like that, we got to have all this white space, you know. Or else it's too busy, you know. Well, you get some of these ancient pot shirts. I mean, they're not worrying about having it look pretty with extra white space around it. They needed to get a message in, and so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got it easy. All right. So that was number 11, and our final one is 13. Ferusin tus necrus ace tain eremon. Okay, so ferusin has the movable nu at the end. Okay, remember it says it's not always with just a vowel. Sometimes it's otherwise as well. And so it's usi, which is third person plural. So they bring or bear. And then tus necrus is the dead. But so that's plural. Is it that the dead bring? And the answer is no. And how do we know it's no? Because necrus is
accusative.
So they cannot be the subject. It's got to be the object. And so they bring the dead into the desert, into the wilderness, into the desert. So they bring the dead into the desert. Why do you think they're taking them into the desert?
The barium.
Prior to stick them in the sand. There is thought as well with Eremon being desert, that just as a side thing here, in the Hebrew, the word Negev has taken on the concept and meaning of desert as well, but it really means wilderness, the place of the wild. Does that make sense? And so it's now a desert, and so it's synonymous with that concept. But there is archaeological information that leads us to believe that wilderness, which is desert now, really was a true wilderness.
Had lions and
right, that there was, because a lot of the countries, what they would do is they would destroy the land when they would come in. And they would destroy the land by destroying trees. In fact, Rome wouldn't just destroy trees. They would use the trees to make siege ramps, and they would build the battering rams right there. And so they would use your own trees to do it to you. Yeah, kind of fun, huh? Okay, questions? Okay, now, let's go through it. But let's, instead of looking at the alphabet, okay? Oh, here, I want to turn your homework sheets here. This is very important. Say again?
I said we had homework.
Why don't you read the sheet? Before you whine and complain, read the sheet. Eeyore. I got homework again. But this week, Timmy, you have 2 weeks to do it, Timmy. Okay, now you have your first test coming up. Take the next 2 weeks to review. I guarantee you that if you wait for a week and a half from now to 2 weeks from now, you are going to cry.
You put rules of accenting in here?
Okay, we're going to go through this. You will cry. At 2 weeks from this moment, you will be crying.
I have a recording where it says, don't do that chapter.
Correct. Okay.
I'll pay you for that.
No. I said, read it. I said, but I'm not going to stress it. Okay? But I've also said that pretty much if you know the information in the quizzes, you'll do well on the test. Okay? I haven't given you anything on any test or quiz that I haven't talked to you about already. Okay? So, just remember that. Right? Okay. So, what do you need to know for the test? Well, from chapter one, you need to know the alpha beta. Okay? So, let's talk about the alpha beta. All together now, ready? Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, yoda, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. Okay, remember the two sigmas, okay? You have the regular sigma and then your final sigma. Okay? You're going to want to know the alphabet. Okay, we did that for a couple of weeks on quizzes. It would kind of make sense if it showed up on a test, wouldn't it? Okay. It should be an easy 20-something points, right? Should be an easy. It probably might be the easiest part of the test, okay?
You know, name on your papers.
Yeah, well, okay. Chapter 2 was about the roles of accenting. Okay, now, down below where I have questions to you, what will be the main thrust of the test? First, do you know the Greek alphabet? Okay. Now drop down to number 4, because that one has to do with chapter 2, rules of accenting. Do you know what the ultima, penult, and antepenult are? Okay, I asked that on a quiz. Okay. Do you know that verb accenting is recessive? Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
You should know that. Verb accenting is recessive. You should know that. That's just a basic knowledge thing. You don't have to fully comprehend it and be able to do it all. Well, I said, what does it mean? Okay.
It seeks to go back.
Yes, what does it mean?
It seeks to go back. Good. See that? And you're worried about it, Dawn. Okay. So just kind of glance at chapter 2. That's, remember I said it, you're just gleaning from chapter 2. Okay. We're not going to be focusing on it a lot, but this is the test that's covering that chapter. And so this is the point where I want to make sure that you have at least gleaned a thought process, okay? So, do you know that verb accenting is recessive? Do you know that in nouns, the accent remains on the same syllable as in the nominative singular as long as the general accenting rules allow? Okay? So, as long as the general accenting rules allow, where is the accent of a noun?
Same
place as it was in a nominative singular, right? Mm-hmm. Good. All right. I didn't ask you where it was in the nominative singular, did I? I just said that it's going to be the same place as the nominative singular, right?
Right.
Makes sense. Okay. That's pretty simple. Okay. Do you know that the grave, and that's that little funny thing pointing into the word, okay, can stand only on the ultima, a circumflex, that's the cap thingy, okay, and that makes sense with a circum because it kind of looks like it's a circumference thing there, can stand only on the ultima or penult, and that the acute, it's being cute, it's standing away from the word, can stand on the ultima, penult, or antepenult. Okay? So, basically, what I've just told you is the information that you need to know for the test, right? Now, I may or may not give you a question from each one of those statements, but that's the information that I want you to know from Chapter 2.
Aren't you going to quiz us on all those noun conjugations and things?
We're not there yet.
That's on
number
5.
Okay? Now, from Chapter 3, you had the present active indicative verb forms. Okay? That's the O, A's, A, Amen, Ete, Usi. Okay? And so, you should be able to, given Lu, is to be able to put the O, A's, A, Amen, Ete, Usi at the end of it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, Luo, Luais, Luay, Luaman, Luata, Luusi. Okay? Coming from chapter 4, 5, and chapter 7, you have the first and second declensions. Okay? And so you need to know the first and second declensions. I've been saying that we did the third declension, but I've been erroneous in that. We haven't been doing the third declension. if the second declension was the masculine, the neuter, and then the feminine, and then the first declension was the masculine words with the feminine endings, the third declension is going to be the sigma os, e, a, s, on, c, s.
I thought it was masculine and neuter, regular ones are second, feminine and masculine, and some masculines are in the first.
Is it? Okay. All right. And then these are exceptions to the rules. Okay. Again, in the end, you're not going to have to worry about which declension they're from. Okay. But if I gave you Anthrop, like I did on the quiz, would you be able to write os, u, o, on, oi, on, ois, us at the end of it? Because that's
given
the.
Given enough time, we could.
Yeah, well, given graph, could you write a, ace, a, ain, I, own, ice, us? You know, that's, okay, given prophet, like you were on the quiz tonight, could you write
ace,
u, a, ain, yeah, right, and then I own, right, could you do that, okay? So,
maybe.
Again, like you had on your quizzes, okay?
What were those again?
Well, if you look at your quizzes, you know, this is the idea. If you can do the paradigms on your quizzes, you can do the paradigms on the tests. Make sense? So if I gave you do, could you, for do run, you actually be do or, could you put the, you know, the endings for the neuters? The on. On. Okay? So, you need to know your endings. You need to know your declensions and your paradigms. That just goes without saying. Makes sense, huh? Okay, now, chapter 6 had to do with the articles and adjectives. And actually, we talked about the fact that an article really is an adjective. Now, can you then put the declension on the end of an adjective? Whether it's dikaios or kakos or kalos or whatever the word is, if you can do the masculine, the not the neuter, and the feminine, then you can do the adjectives. Okay, all right. So you should maybe want to be able to do that. With the adjectives, you need to know that there's three different types of adjectives. There's the attributive, the predicative, predicate, and then there's the substantive. And you need to know the difference between the attributive and the predicate, okay? And to know how, you know, like if you see article, adjective, article, noun, it is what? Article, adjective, article, noun. How is adjective being used?
Attributive.
Attributive, okay? If you see article, noun, article, adjective, what is it?
Predicate.
It's still attributive. I tested you on
I
that
said
one.
Because you could already said something.
That's exactly right. That's why I did it that way. That's exactly right. I did that purposely. Okay? If you see adjective, article, noun, what is it?
Predicate.
Okay? And if you have article.
Wait, adjective, article, noun.
Adjective, article, noun. It's predicate. Article, noun, adjective would be predicate. As long as the only time that you would say that an adjective is attributive if it doesn't have a article with it is when? The
it's
only time.
When it doesn't come after the article?
No.
When there's no
article. When neither one have an article. That's exactly right. If you have adjective, adjective noun, then you would probably lean toward attributive. Okay? You potentially could do that with noun, adjective, but there's probably a reason that they put the adjective second, and so I would probably lean toward predicate there, but I would, based upon context. Okay? So, the article standing with the adjective is really the key. You know, that's going to be your key, your clue. Okay? And then through it all, the rest of it through it all, is the vocab. Okay? All the vocab is free game. Okay? And I can tell you that there is a huge list of vocab. Okay?
And we don't have to do chapter 8, right?
No. Chapter 8, we talk about next week. Or 2 weeks from now. We're not even going to talk about chapter 8 tonight. Okay? Tonight is nothing but review. Okay, we've got another 20 minutes, I believe, to review.
We expect to know the gender of all the
nouns. Not in translation. For example, like when I give you the vocab list, I never ask you for the gender. But when you have translation, excuse me, potentially it comes into play. But as you've noted, many times when you're translating, it doesn't come into play. If as long as you know the word, it really doesn't matter. It will come into play down the road when you have antecedents that you're looking at. An antecedent is the subject of a paragraph, let's say. And then later on, you're going to have a pronoun that's referring back to it. Okay? And so you want to know what is the pronoun talking about. And the only way you'll know that sometimes is based upon the gender.
Gender, right.
Exactly. So right now, what you've done so far is the gender hasn't really been a major factor in a lot that you've done, other than the declensions. Okay? But the purpose of the reason for that, though, is foundational, is that later on, you'll need to know some of that.
Next meeting is October 19th?
Yes. 2 weeks from tonight is your test. Okay? We will start off with the test. We'll pray, and you'll get your test. Okay?
Will the test be like a 4-page quiz?
It is 2 pages. Okay? It's 2 pages. Okay, I've already told you the very first thing that's on it is what?
Yep. Your name.
Your name. Okay, other than your name.
What he's not telling you is that the font's going to be really small.
No, font's the same size as it has been. Okay. So, what's the first thing that's going to be on it?
Alphabet.
Yeah, actually it's not going to be on it, but it's going to be a question asking you to write the alphabet, right? Okay. Okay. All right. And then what else are you going to see on it? Declensions. You're going to see declensions and paradigms, okay? Now, I'm not telling you whether they're all on there or just some of them are on there, okay? I don't have to have them all on there.
Those take up a lot of room. I think,
The test is already in here. It's already printed. It's already in here. For so much money, I might open up my folder. Anyways. But
how
I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure that yeah, I wanted to make sure the test was done, so that when we talk tonight, I'm telling you exactly because I know what's on it. Okay, so I'm not telling you that I'm doing that. All the paradigms and declensions are on there. I'm just telling you you need to know them, because even if I don't put them all on there, you don't know which ones. So you can play roulette, you know, and take the gamble that you're going to hit the one that I hit, okay, or the two that I hit, or maybe. Maybe I did put them all on there. So, and then there's vocab. Go ahead.
Back when you were talking about...
Let me finish my statement. In 3 sentences to translate. Go ahead.
Okay. Back when you were talking about the articles and adjectives, did you say if there's an article associated with the adjective, it is attributive, right?
If there's an article associated with the...
Adjective.
Yes.
It's attributive.
It is attributive.
I just missed the end of that statement.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay, let's go to the lessons there in chapter 7, exercises in chapter 7. Okay, you all did the odd, so let's do an even one here, okay?
How about number 2?
Number 2? Oh, did we? Okay, yeah.
No, hey.
The idea of this is for you guys to learn. So, not just to fill time. I could go home. Okay, number 10. All right, let's work on number 10. So this is cold turkey, right? You have the first word, dia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we going to do with dia?
Find out if it's accusative or genitive.
Good, we're going to see whether it's with accusative or genitive, though. Okay,
it's
first.
It's with genitive plural.
Okay, it's with a genitive plural. Okay, so therefore it means through. Okay? Okay, and in tone, hadon is what?
The roads.
The roads or the ways. Okay. Tais eremu. Does that make sense? Does that go together? You have tais, which is a feminine, and eremu, u, which is masculine. So is this an article that's standing by itself? I'm sorry?
Is this a rule breaker or what?
Well, that's for you guys to know. Okay, that's what you need to know. Okay, and the answer is, it is. This is one of the feminines, remember, that take the masculine endings. Remember, eremos was a feminine word? Okay? And so the fact that it says, tais eremu, it is feminine, but it is, that's right, it's genitive singular, okay? And so it's of the desert, okay?
Desert,
eremos, desert. Ferusin, okay? I said that's usi, okay?
They bear.
Okay. And then hoiduloi is?
The bondservants.
Bondservants, but it's in the nominative. Ah, so now we have the subject. We have all the other words happening ahead of time, but now we have our subject. And the subject is the servants.
Okay.
The servants, that's right. And then tadora, okay, is gifts, plural, right? And since we already have our nominative, we can assume that this is accusative, right? Because it could have been nominative, but we know it's accusative because we already have a nominative. And then ace, alon, tapon, ace is into, and it goes along with the accusative. And so we have alon, tapon. Alon is what?
Other.
It's an adjective, right? So other. And then tapon is place. Place, singular. Okay, and it's accusative as well, but because that's going along with the prepositional phrase ace. So we have through the ways of the desert. Through the ways of the desert. The servants bring the gifts into other places. Do you all see that?
That doesn't really make sense. Why would they do that?
Well, it could be that something was going on in one place, and they had to remove the gifts before that they were destroyed, and the only way to do it quickly was through the deserts. So they had to go through the desert paths, through the ways of the desert, to take them into other places. Maybe there was locust storm, and the gifts were vegetables and oranges, and they were going to be eaten.
Brussels sprouts.
No, they probably left them there. Anyway, I like Brussels sprouts, but most people don't.
They like broccoli.
Does liver make you quiver with sheer delight?
No. Repeat. Through the ways of the deserts. Plural.
Through the ways of the desert. Singular. The servants, plural, bring the gifts, plural, into another place.
And understood?
And is under, well, because there is no indefinite article in Greek. And so therefore, since there's no definite article there, it is a. In other words, if you would have a place.
No.
Okay, so if I have tapas.
But it's English. Doesn't it have to have the ha or the he?
No.
Or
the ha would be a definite article, which would make it the place. Mm-hmm. So if it's not there, then it's indefinite. So it's a place. So since we have the word other, we have to put the English movable nu with the a. In other. Not another. Two words. In other. Make sense? Yeah, okay. I'm making sure I stated it right, okay?
All right. And space other.
And space other, that's right. And other place.
And space other.
And space other. Okay, 12. All right, we have another dia. He likes the dias. But this is dia with the what? Accusative, because we have tain doxin. So therefore, this dia means...
On account of,
because Dr. Steve said it was accusative. It's on account of you. I like that. I'll remember that. Okay. on account of the glory of God. On account of the glory of God. Okay? So doxin is glory. Tu theou is of God. And agire, he raises or he raises up. And hakirios is the Lord. So the Lord raises up on account of the glory of God. The Lord raises up tus necrus, the dead, or the dead ones. Okay, and so us is plural. Does everybody understand that? Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going too fast? I want you all to be able to glean and think through them as well. Okay, so 14. Hoi methitai, didaskousi, ta agatha, ta techna, en te ecclesiae. Okay, so hoi methitai is what?
The disciples. Or the disciples.
The disciples. I. Okay. Okay, it's nominative plural. Yeah. Okay. So the disciples. And then that makes sense because we have daskusi, and usi is third person plural. They. So since mathetai is nominative, it has to be plural because there will be that agreement between the subject and the verb. So the disciples teach or are teaching. Teach ta agatha techna, the good
children.
Okay? Now how do you know the children it's not the children that are good?
Because of where the
article before the
good, because the adjective sits between the article and the noun. Yeah. Now, you're right, because there's an article, but it's not really, and this is the, I want you to understand this. I mean, I know I've given you kind of a hint of how to find this, but understand that the adjective here is really is sitting between the article and the noun. The article is not necessarily with the adjective. Does that make sense? I want you to understand it. It's not that the noun is sitting without an article. It really is that the adjective is sitting between the article and the noun here. But for you to see it at this moment, okay, and understand what it is, that's exactly right. You see that the adjective has an article there, okay? But I don't want you growing up in Greek and thinking it was this, you know. Anyways, so I want you to understand what the real concept is happening here, but the trick is, if I see it with an article, I know it's attributive, but it's sitting between the article and the noun is really what's happening here. So the good children, and then N is in, and N uses the dative. So the dative is sitting here, and it's te ecclesia,
the church,
right? So the disciples are teaching the good children in the church or in the assembly.
Are teaching?
You could be teach or are teaching. In other words, you like putting the is there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you discouraged me.
I know. I said it's a contextual thing.
Yeah, I'm going to fall out of my chair here. Off
but
balance.
Teaching is something that usually takes more than 1 minute.
Right.
So our teaching sounds good because it takes a while to do.
That's right. So, but either way, again, you can put that in there. Okay? 15, you guys didn't do on homework. And it's hakirias lage. I lost my place. I looked up. Hakirias lage parabolain tois methetais en to heiro. And so hakirias clearly is nominative singular, the Lord. Good. Okay. Lege.
He speaks.
Okay. He says. Parabolain.
Parables.
Is it parables? A parable. Okay. A ace a ain. Okay. So it's accusative singular. a parable, tois methetais.
It's the disciples, but it is
the date. Everybody's not, okay, good. Date of what? Singular or plural? Date of plural. Good, okay. Oi, on, ois, ous, okay. So two in for the disciples, whichever you want to put this, but I would assume it's two at this moment. And then N again is in the temple, hero. Okay. So the Lord speaks a parable to the disciples in the temple. Okay. All right. Questions in the end.
I'm curious about the note all the way at the end of the exercises. Care should be taken to distinguish the two ways in which the English word to is used in this sentence.
Yeah,
what is that referring
one,
to?
Where's the one at? I gotta find the one, and then I can tell you.
It's on the sixth line in the second. It's in the English
translation.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. He's talking about, I see it, number four.
So that's number four.
Yeah, the man is saying a good word to the disciples and is leading the disciples to the Lord. We don't have to do that. But one is pros, is directive, okay? And the other one is just how we would do it as an indirect object kind of idea.
Are they both pros?
The second one?
No, the second one is pros, is leading the disciples to pros to the Lord, okay? And the man is saying a good word to the disciples wouldn't be pros. Pros as a preposition is directive. It's
so two disciples would be the dative.
Yes.
Plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You would just use a methetoi there. Methetois.
We don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to do that. But it is good
but
to understand that. That's exactly right. Pros again is directive. This n ek pros, they're all directive.
However, would it have to say? Tois.
No.
The
thee
there.
Tois is the. Tois methi tois. Tois methi tais.
Well, you can tell I haven't memorized that.
But remember, it's ha. Okay. Ha goes with os. So let's just use the anthropos. Ha anthropos.
Mm-hmm.
And then also all the rest of them have the tau in front of it. And so you have ooh, so it's two anthropou. Even though it was ha anthropos, it's two anthropou, and then to anthropo, and then ton anthropon. So all the rest of them have the T, the ta, in
mm-hmm.
front of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same thing with the feminine. You have hey, graphe, but then all of a sudden it's tais graphes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the tois, all those articles are thus.
The words that seem like in the feminine,
the
I was confused in that. The
a.
ones that, like doxa and graphe.
They
and
still have ace. Taste doxas. Taste doxas. You wouldn't have.
No,
top.
I'm just saying when we go back to this chapter here. This is chapter 5, and we were learning
graphe.
The
graphe.
Feminine. Words, there's declensions, there's one for truth, and there's one for glory, and there's one for writing.
Graphe.
And they're all a little bit different.
Graphe.
No graphe.
Graphe.
Why? Is that used the most, or are you just telling me that's what we need to know?
Graphe.
Okay. Okay, but.
That's all you're going to get.
Are the three of these used?
Serial
she's
number.
The firstborn. Yeah, couldn't you tell that? Just accept it.
Are there a lot of words that use this? A lot of words that use this?
A lot of words use
a
lot
of
them.
Use this,
it's just the graphe kind of goes along with the articles the best.
Okay. All right.
I just chose.
I'm not worried about what's on the test. I'm asking,
I know.
As a general rule in Greek, are all three of these
yes.
used
yes.
frequently?
Yes. Yes. That's why they put them out there. They're just used. And so, so I can't tell you the frequency of each of them.
Okay.
But
I
yes, they are all
just that word.
They are all out there. Yeah. They're all out there for sure. But I couldn't tell you which one is most prevalent. I would think the graphe is more prevalent than the Ada, but I could be wrong. Anything else you want to drive for? That's on the test. I'm just joking.
So this is two pages, so it's like two quizzes. It takes up about 20
minutes. I put a lot of white space on my quizzes.
A little bit longer.
I put a lot of white space on my quizzes. Anyways, this test is worth 100 points. The quiz that you took tonight was worth 40. I gave you 60 points. So you all consider that when you see you saw your grades, okay? That I gave you 60 of those points. So, but I'm not giving you anything. Now, one last statement, parting shot before we pray, okay? There is the potential for extra credit on the test. Okay, now, as you're going to see going throughout, y'all listening to this? I want to hear 2 weeks from now, I didn't know, okay? One of the ways that I allow you to go beyond in this class, because we're not really pushing a lot on the what?
Accents,
is that if you choose to do that, if you choose to go beyond and you know all those things and you can put all your accentings on things, then that's extra credit. That's worth extra points. Now, it's not worth a lot of extra points necessarily at the point, but it is. It could be the difference between you missing 2 points on a translation and picking them back up someplace else. Okay, if there are true and false type questions or whatever, and you can correct the ones that are potentially false or whatever, there may be points for that too. Okay, so
are you purposely putting true or false ones in that have that?
I didn't say that. So I'm just saying that if there are. Anyways, I'd like to put extra credit on tests.